This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As Republicans in the House of Representatives try to decide again whether to fund the federal government, the list of things undone includes a renewal of the Farm Bill, which is, yes, about farming from crop insurance to agricultural loans, but also things like food assistance for low-income Americans. And soon, it might also include rural child care. The next bill is expected to make federal money available to improve and expand daycare options in rural parts of the country for the first time. But as Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports, farming families say that's a long simmering problem.
Gracie Viramontes is a six-year-old with a job, sort of.
My name's Gracie, and I have a farm.
She and her 8-year-old brother, Caden, are fourth-generation New Mexico farm kids.
We grow cotton, we grow chili, we grow
onions, pumpkins.
All on about 500 acres in Deming, where Gracie and Caden hang out a lot. At the tail end of the cotton harvest season, they're showing me around with their mom, Jamie.
And say the seed and the lint both have a purpose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does cotton make?
Underwear.
And what else?
And it
clothes.
Makes your clothes. Mm-hmm. And your shirt, your pants.
Ever since they became parents, Jamie Viramontes and her husband Cole have been taking their kids to work.
A lot of times I had a baby on my hip and I was walking around the watermelon shed helping, you know, make sure things were flowing smoothly.
Gracie and Caden are in elementary school now, but back when they were littler, mom would cobble together coverage during the farm's busy seasons. A few hours with a babysitter here, a favor from a family member there. But the handful of child care centers in rural Deming were never really an option.
The majority of daycares are not open until 11, 12 o'clock at night. So if you're running a produce packing facility and you're shipping out trucks
late at night or early in the morning or on the weekend, then the kids just might have to tag along.
But it's not always an easy option. It takes you 10 times longer to do any task, and it's definitely much harder.
3/4 of farming families say they have trouble finding childcare, mostly because of cost, distance to care, or scheduling incompatibility, according to research by Shoshana Inwood, a rural sociologist at The Ohio State University.
When we talk about farm profitability and farm viability, issues of childcare are often absent from the conversation.
Even though most American farms are family businesses, Inwood says agriculture has been slow to acknowledge how those childcare issues impact the whole sector.
In fact, they're often the elephant in the room.
Maybe not for long, now that two of the most influential farm lobbies are looking for solutions to the rural child care shortage. Layla Sobranis with the National Farmers Union says the sector is waking up to a demographics problem.
With the average age of a farmer being 58.
She says ag needs to remove barriers for young people.
Also, empowering women to be a part of decision making and be a part of farming as well.
Rather than assuming they'll stick to care work on the family farm, the Expanding Child Care in Rural America Act has bipartisan support for inclusion in the next farm bill. It would make loans and grants available to help rural child care centers improve their facilities, hire more staff.
If that gets put into the farm bill, that is, a very important and encouraging change.
Adam Olson farms corn and soybeans in Northwest Indiana. He also runs Appleseed Childhood Education, a nonprofit early learning center in his rural town that he says could expand hours and capacity with federal support.
We view it as infrastructure, right? We view it like having broadband. We view it like having a strong healthcare system.
A tool to keep the local economy afloat and attract young families. Something Jamie Viramontes says rural communities need to invest in.
We, as entrepreneurs, are trying our hardest to continue carrying on this legacy of the farm.
Depending on when a farm bill gets passed, federal help may not come too late for the Viramontes family. They're sorting out the childcare puzzle all over again, with their newest farm kid due at the end of January. In Deming, New Mexico, I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.